Hey, welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're on digital, FM, satellite, and online on your computers, npr.org/Bryant Park. Hey, I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Allison Stewart. Coming up, power clothes and an art exhibit and book which examines what women wear to feel powerful. But first, let's get to some news headlines.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Allison. Democratic Party leaders in Michigan and Florida are looking for ways to have their delegates counted in the hotly contested race for the Democratic presidential nomination. We have more from Michigan Public Radio's Rick Pluta.
Michigan and Florida gambled that breaking national party rules and holding early primaries would win them influence. Instead, their delegates are going uncounted, as neither Senators Hillary Clinton nor Barack Obama have been able to claim the nomination. In Michigan, party leaders say they could hold what's being called a firehouse primary in May or June, where voters would cast ballots in person or via the internet. But first, the idea must be approved by the Clinton and Obama campaigns, as well as state and national party leaders. Clinton has said the delegates elected in January should be counted. She won both primaries. The governors of Florida and Michigan say they won't make their taxpayers pick up the costs of two primaries, and the parties would have to find a way to pay for any do-over elections.
That was Michigan Public Radio's Rick Pluta reporting. Meantime, in Texas, they're still counting votes. The primary results are in, but one-third of that state's delegates are still up for grabs in the Democratic caucus. Hillary Clinton won the primary, but Barack Obama is currently leading the caucus with 56% of the vote. A federal judge says he's determined to resolve a 12-year-old dispute over the U.S. government's handling of billions of dollars it's held in trust for Native Americans. Here's NPR's Libby Lewis with more.
Judge James Robertson said the same thing in court as he said in his recent 165-page opinion. It's time to bring this matter to a close. A group of Indian tribe members sued the government in 1996 over its handling of monies in the Indian Trust Fund. Robertson has ruled it would be impossible for the government to account for the money it managed in trust. So the question before him is, what is to be done? Robertson said the remedies could include, quote, something to do with money. Government lawyers Wednesday argued the judge is limited in what he can do to give relief to the Indian plaintiffs. But lawyers for the Indians argued the judge has the power to order restitution for the government's handling and mishandling of the trust.
NPR's Libby Lewis reporting. National Parks officials have flooded the Grand Canyon in an attempt to improve the environment for fish that live there. More than 300,000 gallons of water per second were released from the Glen Canyon Dam into the Colorado River. That's enough to fill the Empire State Building in 20 minutes. Officials hope after the flood ends Friday, the water will leave behind sediment and restore sandbars that are essential to native plant and fish species. The canyon has been flooded twice before, in 1996 and 2004. Finally, the stork is making a visit to the Alaska governor's office. Governor Sarah Palin has announced that she and her husband are expecting their fifth child in May. Palin, who is now in her second year as Alaska's chief executive, says she doesn't believe the pregnancy will affect her ability to govern. She gave birth to her youngest daughter while working as a mayor 6 years ago. Former Massachusetts Governor Jane Swift was the nation's first governor to give birth while in office. She had twin girls. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.